VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas handed over 3 Israelis and 5 Thai hostages in Gaza on Thursday in the latest hostage release since the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip took hold earlier this month. However, Israel delayed the expected release of Palestinian prisoners after chaotic scenes at one of the handover points where large crowds swarmed around the captives. Hamas urged mediators to intervene. Marav Berger, the mother of released hostage Agam Berger, cried as she met her daughter, who spent 15 months in Hamas captivity. "We are here, and never leaving you ever, forever. A mother's promise, a mother's promise." The ceasefire is aimed at winding down the deadliest, most destructive war ever fought between Israel and Hamas. The militants' October 7, 2023 terror attack into Israel sparked the fighting. Hamas has been designated as a terror group by the U.S., Britain, and other Western nations. An American Airlines jet collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport Wednesday night. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
There were 64 people on the jet, 3 soldiers on the helicopter. Under cold and windy conditions, there is a search going on in the Potomac River near the airport. Muriel Bowser is the mayor of Washington.
We're obviously trying to get to people as soon as possible, but we are going to recover our fellow citizens.
The jet was arriving from Wichita, Kansas. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall is at the airport.
You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy, but when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow.
Passengers on the flight included a group of figure skaters returning from the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita, including 2 coaches from Russia, along with their son, who skates for the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is